Bardstown, the Ballymore Eustace-based charity that provides residential camps and programmes for children and their families affected by cancer and other serious illnesses, has announced its intention to establish Ireland's first psychosocial clinical research hub. The announcement comes as the charity welcomed its 175,000th camper and launched its new strategy, which will expand its remit. Joining me now on the line is CEO of Bardstown, Dee Ahern. Dee, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. To let listeners know what exactly, I suppose, psychosocial care is in the first place, what role does it have and how does it fit in for Bardstown?
Well, yesterday we announced this exciting new chapter for Bardstown. So building on the residential programmes that we provide here at Bardstown and our outreach programmes in hospitals, schools and communities across Ireland, we've established a new psychosocial research hub and a training centre of excellence. And this will allow us to better advocate for the importance of psychosocial care in a young person's treatment journey. So I'm sure your listeners are wondering, what's psychosocial care? Psychosocial care addresses the full picture of a child and a young person's well-being. It does really what the hospitals and the medicine alone cannot do. It rebuilds their confidence, their independence and their self-esteem. All of these things that have been taken away as a result of having a serious illness. Now, when these families come to Bardstown, you know, we don't talk about psychosocial care. All of our programmes are intentional. They're all designed to rebuild that confidence, independence and self-esteem. And in fact, our families would describe what we do here at Bardstown as magic. So, but that really is what psychosocial care is. It's doing what the hospitals and the medicine alone cannot do.
And it's a big achievement to get that. And of course, it's going to be Ireland's first psychosocial clinical research hub. How did that all come about? I'm sure this has been in the works for quite some time now.
Yes, we've been working on this new strategy for the past 18 or so months. And it's very important. I mean, we're always asking ourselves, can we do more? You know, what more can we do to help these families and how can we help more families? And I guess that was behind that pillar within our strategy, you know, the establishment of this research hub so that we can carry out our own research to better understand the needs of our families and to be able to serve families that we're currently not reaching.
Of course. And I suppose looking at that research hub itself, there seems to be a very strong team behind it and those who are leading it as well.
That's correct. Well, we have the research hub here is under the remit of our Director of Partnerships and Research, John Mitchell. And Dr. Chiara Bazzani is the person within the team who's an internationally recognised leader in this field. And she's joined the Bardstown team working very closely with John Mitchell in this particular area.
Of course. And I suppose looking at psychosocial care as a whole, and I was reading the release by Bardstown yesterday, it mentioned that it's not yet a consistent extension of clinical care. I suppose, why is there that gap between it? Why has it not become that at a consistent level that is beneficial for children and the family as well?
It's just not always there. I mean, the government have recognised the importance of psychosocial care, and it is in the new cancer strategy that's been published. But I just guess it's about raising awareness of the importance of it. Like, it is that need for it to be considered a national, you know, a natural extension of the clinical care these children are getting in the hospital. And we want it to be available to all families, not just the families who find Bardstown. Mm. So that's why we're raising awareness now of the importance of psychosocial care. And we work with the incredible team in the Children's Hospital. You know, they understand the importance of psychosocial care, and you know, we're very proud of that partnership.
Of course. And this coincides with, I suppose, some other really big achievements for Bardstown. They welcomed its 175,000th camper very recently. I mean, that's such a milestone for Bardstown to reach. I mean, that's so many children and families that they have helped over the years, over the decades.
Well, it's quite incredible. In, you know, 1994, when Paul Newman set up Bardstown, there were 124 children came to that first camp. Now, every year, we're serving over 32,000 children and family members through our programmes. And as I mentioned at the start, these programmes are run at residential programmes here at Bardstown, but outreach programmes in hospitals, schools and communities all over Ireland. So to celebrate our 175,000 camper is very, very special for us. And we also, as part of that celebration, we're celebrating one of our first campers. So it was lovely to have you know, our first camper from 1994 and, you know, the 175,000 camper, you know, with us over the past couple of days. Very special indeed.
I can imagine a very full circle moment for the team, and then also for the first camper as well to see, and they're all grown up now.
Absolutely. Well, Ciara Hoolan is our first camper, and Ciara is now a nurse working in the Children's Hospital. And, you know, she talks about Bairdstown. She talks about the impact Bairdstown had on her life. Mm. Her decision to go into nursing was because of her time spent here at Bairdstown. And she describes Bairdstown today in the same way that, you know, the Hayley, our 175,000 camper, described Bairdstown. Mm. So, and they call it magic, and that magic hasn't changed. But what it did for Ciara was it empowered her, and it gave her the confidence to pursue her career in nursing. And that's what psychosocial care is. It's addressing the full picture of a young person's, you know, life after they've, you know, or during the time when they're going through a serious illness.
Of course. And Dee, Bairdstown has also launched its new strategy, which is being explained as expanding its remit. Can you let us know a bit more about that, the details behind it?
Of course. I mean, the new strategy has got four strategic pillars. The first one is program development and innovation. So that's what we do. That's not going to change, Hannah. We're going to continue to serve as many children as families as we possibly can. The second pillar is research that I've just discussed, the importance of research, and everything we learn from that research will inform our programs. The third pillar is we're establishing a training centre of excellence here at Bairdstown, because we want the knowledge that we gain through this research to be available to other people who are working with children and families who've been affected by cancer and another serious illness. So we don't want to retain that information or that knowledge ourselves. We want to make sure that we're sharing that. We're building up a community out there of people who understand the importance of psychosocial care. And then advocacy is important as well. We want to make sure that, you know, that it becomes a standard part. We want to advocate for the rights of these children and young people, that psychosocial care is not just for those people who find Bairdstown, but it's available to every child and young person who has a serious illness. So that's really, they're the four pillars within our strategy.
Dee, thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning, letting listeners know about Bairdstown. I mean, the work that you are doing as well, and the fact that you have had your 175,000th camper now this year. And on top of that, the psychosocial clinical research hub, with its intention to establish Ireland's first hub in the country. But that is Dee Ahern, CEO of Bairdstown, joining us this morning. And again, they are also unveiling their new strategy, which will expand its remit. But a big thanks to Dee for letting us know that. You can keep your messages coming in on 0833 97 97 97. Give us a call on 045 898 999.